Okay, we'll start out with injury report. We came out of the game in good shape from that standpoint. Yesterday, actually, in practice, Chris Owens hurt his foot a little bit. He has a strained arch. We're not expecting him out to be out very long, but we needed to hold him. He didn't even know it until after practice when he reported it. Again, other than that, we came out good shape tonight. I was pleased with the first game. It's good to win. And I was pleased with how our guys came out and responded early, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. We were able to make plays early in the game. I was really pleased with that. And there's a number of performances of guys stepping up and making some big plays, whether it's Travis on the punt return, Phil Taylor knocked the ball out. I think it was the first drive down there in the red zone area. And then, a guy like Greg Little goes up and makes a spectacular play. So it was a combination of, all phases doing it and, and then a lot of the little things that we talk about, protecting the football. We didn't have any turnovers in the game. We had a few penalties. We need to continue to work on that and improve on that. And then we had give up too many big plays defensively, especially in the second half, that hurt us. But we have a lot to work on. We have a long ways to go. But it's a good start, and certainly it's one game and a preseason game. But I'm pleased with the way the guys came out to play. We'll take questions.
How about Brandon Whedon? How did he look to you?
I thought he did a good job. He was in there on a number of scoring drives and moving the ball, and our offense was moving early in the game with him at the helm. He looked calm, and again, we'll go back and look at the tape and evaluate that further, but first impression was we came out and had some good drives, and he was a big part of that.
Kevin, when you said Saturday the offense wasn't clicking, what was the big differences you noticed tonight? How can you explain it? What was working?
Yeah, I think that when I talked about that, maybe it was made a little bit bigger deal than it was. But when I say it wasn't clicking or it isn't clicking, I'm talking about consistency. So maybe on a certain practice, things aren't clicking, we're not executing very well. The next day we're executing well. And what we're really looking for is to be consistent in that area. And I thought that, again, the first team was, their execution was good. And I would like to see it continue to be good and not be up and down. And that's what we're working for.
Can you talk about Deion Lewis and what he was able to do, obviously, get an opportunity tonight?
Yeah, Deion had some good plays, and obviously he got an opportunity, and he's really did in what he's been showing in practice. And, that's one of the things that we've been stressing with our guys is, to transfer what they're doing on the practice field to the game. And I think you saw tonight what Deion's been doing in practice.
How about Mingo? He was active on special teams, and then I thought on defense too.
He was. He was very active. I think he had a sack that was nullified with a penalty. And was real active in his pass rush and on the field.
For you personally, the first time you walked out on the sideline here tonight was your first time, clearly the head coach. Did it hit you when you walked out there? This was your first head coaching experience on the sideline?
It did early, but once you get into the game and into the flow of the game, you have a job to do, and I was really just focused on that.
Did you feel pretty comfortable doing it out there on the sidelines as well?
I did. And we have a great coaching staff and guys that have been there, and really this preseason in a lot of ways is as much for us and working out the kinks and, working with guys who haven't worked together, on offense, defense. And I was really pleased with that group and how they were able to, be efficient during the course of the game.
Do you have any panic moments today?
No panic moments. No panic moments.
How about Travis Benjamin on that kick return? And we know about his speed there, but is that kind of just reinforcing him?
He had a nice return last year, and we felt good about him in the punt return game. And obviously, he showed that tonight, and we had some really nice blocks on that play as well.
Have you thought about this first game for a long time, and how now that it's over, was it live up to expectations or whatever?
Yeah, it was. It was everything as advertised. The thing that we have to keep in perspective, and I talked to those guys about is, this is a long journey, and this was the first game in a preseason game. We always play to win. So that's good, but we have a lot of work to do, and we have a long ways to go. So, you know, we need to get in there and keep grinding and keep scrapping and keep fighting and keep getting better.
Chad, are you a believer that preseason performances can give guys valuable confidence?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think you always play to win. Really, the preseason, and especially this time when, you know, you're only playing guys for a certain amount of time, it's really about their individual play and focusing on the getting quality reps, the reps that they do get in. So, you know, that's what you're looking for those guys to do. And certainly it's always good to win, and you're always playing to win no matter what it is.
Chad,